Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris. I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 118 today, and I'm actually diving into a question that I was recently asked on one of my live streams on YouTube each week at usually around 8:30 on a Wednesday evening. I do live streams for the broader parts of my YouTube channel, and you know, we open up Pokemon cards, we talk about, we'll answer any questions that people might have around the business that I run, my reselling business, or we do a whole bunch of different things. At the moment, we're currently raising money for charity, and one of the questions that I had a couple of weeks back, which I actually said I actually want to make a podcast out of it because it's actually quite a deep question, it came from one of my viewers, it came from Emma, and I really wanted to spend the time and actually elaborate it on a little bit more, considering it was quite a deep question. So that's what we'll be getting into today. I'm going to dive into that question in a moment. So if you are new here, thanks for being here. I do these podcasts every single week. I've actually been getting quite a few more listeners and subscribers coming in just from the podcast side of things, and I really appreciate you being here, whether you're here watching on the YouTube or if you're listening via Spotify or you know, Apple Podcasts or wherever you can find a podcast. That means the absolute world to me. Now, I do apologize. I am recording this in the evening, so you can probably hear the choir of crickets and frogs in the background. If you can hear it, well, you get to enjoy it just as much as me, as some background ambient noise. Let's get into it. So the question that came in from Emma, aka the Pirate's Loot, I'm going to read it out to you and I'll chuck it up on screen as well. Could you please elaborate on the emotional aspect of being a business owner? Have you ever struggled with work-life balance or feeling like you're not doing enough? Have you ever dealt with burnout or thinking about giving up and going back to the 9-to-5? If so, how have you dealt with these challenges? So essentially, there's about six different questions here, and basically, what I want to do is I want to answer these quite raw, quite live, you know, breaking down the different areas. And I will provide any additional context or maybe some additional little things that I will dive into a little bit more. But really, I wanted to answer these. You know, I haven't gone in here and written a script. Usually, each week I write a script for the podcast and, you know, on the different things that I really want to cover and talk about. So I wanted to kind of answer them off the cuff, on the fly, because I feel like that's where I'm going to be able to give you my best answer. So we're going to dive into that. Some context that I will set in advance is, for those that don't know, if you are joining this podcast for the first time, so about 2.5 years ago, at the start of 2021, I stepped away from the 9-to-5. I took a chance on myself to essentially see what I could do in terms of turning in making my dream lifestyle a reality. Now, I'd been working at a professional services company for the prior 8 years before doing this, and I was a middle manager level on a nice salary, really nice salary. And look, it was in the middle of COVID that I kind of got to the point where I was double guessing, why am I doing this? And what was the purpose of doing this? And I knew there was some, you know, big ambitious goals in, you know, that career. I thought I was going to be a lifer working there. And during COVID, it kind of hit me that I had all these other goals that, you know, I wanted to do. I wanted to eventually work for myself. I wanted to be able to try and create a podcast. I wanted to be able to do all these different things. But I knew there's no way that I'm going to be able to do that if I continue to do what I was doing, which was working like 60 hours a week for that company. That was at my own choice, of course. I knew that if I was going to only spend 1 hour or 2 hours a weekend trying to, you know, with whatever energy I had left to basically create something, it was never going to happen. It was never going to happen. So I had to either rip the band-aid off and make the tough decision and do it myself or get fired. And I wasn't going to get fired because I was a high performer, and I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. That was the reality of it. And I had to make that tough decision. So I did. And the start of 2021, I took the dive into taking a chance for myself, starting my own business, which is a reselling business, selling on eBay, not expecting and knowing what that was going to look like, but I knew that I needed to make an income while I was going to be building out this podcast. And that essentially sets the the context for these questions. So 2.5 years later, almost 3 years later, here we are, and I've been traveling along, sharing and documenting my journey on YouTube. I talk about it in the podcast. I've also talked about it, you know, I document my reselling business here on YouTube as well. Also my running and things like that. So it's been a big journey to get here. But the first question that's coming out of this broader, bigger question is, can I elaborate on the emotional aspect of being a business owner? Now, yes, it is very, it's an emotional roller coaster. And I'm actually talking about this in a video. Actually, by the time you're hearing this, it would have already come out about the emotional roller coaster of reselling online. But I think it's the same with any business as we create something from scratch. It's not like a set income, right? If you're an entrepreneur, if you're running your own business, if a small business, or if you're doing a side hustle, it is a roller coaster ride, because 1 month you're going to hit your best month ever. The next month, it's not going to be that. Then you might have back-to-back months where it's your best months ever. Then you're going to have back-to-back months where things aren't going well. And that's because there's so many elements of the picture that we do not control as an owner. There's so many things that we can control, so many things that we can ensure quality is delivered and that our customers are satisfied. But, you know, getting those customers there, are they able to spend? Can they afford it? It's all based on our own perceived value of what we think something is worth. We're taking a risk or a bit of a gamble as we continue to learn and research and understand what products are we going to sell. But, you know, we can't assume that everyone's going to want to come in and buy those items and buy our items. So it does drive me insane. Don't get me wrong. As much as it makes me also feel like I'm the king of the world, I'll go from having weeks where I've hit my best week and I feel like I've got it all figured out. And sometimes, look, I have to pull myself up, because am I taking it for granted? Whereas then other times it can be stressful and I'm thinking, you know, I'll make the joke. I've made the joke before to Carla and you know, to my parents. For those that don't know, Carla's my partner. And I've, you know, made the joke that, oh, maybe I'm going to be on the dole, or maybe I need to get a job at Macca's or something, just because, you know, I'm not hitting the numbers that I would like to be hitting. But at the end of the day, the whole result has been very rewarding, and what we put in is what we'll get out. So look, if you're wanting to start your own business, I'm not just talking about reselling, if you're wanting to do anything by yourself and take charge in it and take accountability and take responsibility, you're going to have to build some resilience. You're going to have to learn to ride the ups and downs of it. And it's like surfing, because, you know, the surfers ride the wave because they get the high, but then you're going to come down and you're going to have to go all the way back out there and then climb your way back up on top of that wave and then ride it back in. And that is essentially the roller coaster, all the waves we will have to ride as a business owner, and you're going to have to get comfortable with that. So that's the reality of it. I struggle with it all the time. But actually, if you want to go check out this video, I'll chuck it up as a link in the video, or I'll put a link in the description. You can actually go check out that video about how I manage you know, the roller coaster ride, or the emotional roller coaster of running a business. The next question, or the sub question from this broader question, was, have you ever struggled with work-life balance? Now, I really struggled with it back when I was working in the 9-to-5 in a corporate gig. I was doing 60-hour weeks, especially during COVID. You know, look, the struggle was real. The struggle was really, really real, because I didn't have anything else to do, and I was just putting all my time and effort into that. And there was times there where I probably did put too much into it, because look, at the end of the day, I'm a loyalist. I like to be able to give my 110%. I like to see things through, bit of a micromanager as well. So I was always on the ball, and I was also second in charge to, in terms of the finances and the project management team. I came under the program delivery lead, and I was doing all the financials for that. I was doing the governance, the risk management. I was a project manager. So there was a lot that I had to do, which I was in the room with a lot more senior people, which required more of me. I thought it did. Or in order for me to be at that level, I had to put in more effort. And there was times where, you know, that line was blurred big time, because, you know, I was working weekends to prepare for a meeting on a Monday and things like that. So I've struggled with it big time. Now, working for myself, I'm going to say no, but it's different, because everything that I do now is for a purpose, and everything that I do now is what I want to do, and I get to choose that. So between running, between doing the reselling business, between building this podcast, between doing my YouTube, and also, you know, living my life, you know, I talk about my reselling business. When I do those videos, I say building a business that suits my lifestyle. All of this is on my own terms. All of this, I get to choose when and how and what. Now, I am a very persistent worker. I like to be doing. I don't like having downtime unless it's planned for. And that's, look, I struggle with that, but I also like to be able to learn. I like to be able to be analytical and be on top of things and cover the details that are required in order for me to execute. I'm a routine junkie, and I love to be able to tick things off and see progress. So I guess, look, there are days when I do way too much work. There are days when I don't switch off. I mean, I'm filming this. It's 10:39 p.m. on a Sunday evening. Usually, I do this in the morning, but I had a half marathon this morning, and I was just too tired to get it done, and I moved it around. I shuffled it. So here I am doing a recording for my podcast. Now, the podcast, no one else is telling me to do the podcast. I'm doing this because I want to create it, and I want to create it for you, because my long-term goal is to build a brand and a business around helping people further their lifestyle. If I want that, I have to create that. So I have to be willing to invest the time to be able to create that. And it's not always like this. Some days I'll do 3 episodes back to back. Sometimes I'm doing them on a different day, but most of the time I'm doing them on Sunday. So yeah, look, I guess if someone looking in, they would say I work too much. You know, I'll be doing some, running some numbers with my business, doing some planning. I'll be doing it on a Monday evening at 10 o'clock. And I'll lean over to Carla and say, hey, you know, I just want to run some numbers by you. And she's like, babe, it's 10 o'clock. I just want to chill. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, my bad. So, you know, it doesn't impact me in that sense. Like, I am enjoying it. That's what I want to do. But sometimes I get that line a little blurred. And then the next question number 3 of this, you know, broader question is, do you ever feel like you're not doing enough? I think the short answer to this is, yep, all the time. I feel like I'm not doing enough. And sometimes, look, I this is a real bad habit that I have, or of doing less beneficial work to help me feel like I am being productive. And it's those times that I've been learning to try and do something that I enjoy doing, like play a video game or watch a YouTube video or go out and do something. Because I'm better off doing that resting time than just doing senseless work. So that's been a lesson. I've always done that. Being a routine junkie, which then leads into a bit of a workflow junkie or into a workaholic, I like to be just doing things. So it's more about making sure that I'm doing things that are relevant and productive and, you know, important for what I'm trying to achieve. Now, at the same time, you know, there is also the component of this where I'm trying to build something that I'm satisfied with. And each year I continue to set bigger and more audacious goals. And I have long-term goals of 5-10 years as well. So do I know how to create those goals? Do I know how to turn those goals into reality? Do I know how to create them into reality? No, because I've never achieved those results. Like, if I want to do $250,000 in revenue in my business, why? I mean, that's a whole different conversation, but let's say that's what it is. If I want to do that, I don't know how to do that because I've never done it before. So I have to figure out how to do it. Therefore, in order to get to that point, the only way to get there is for me to work in doing it. The more you put in effort and the more experience you have, the sooner you realize that you need to spend your time wisely in order to get the results that you want. The first year of me doing my business, you know, I was kind of like, I'll figure it all out. I've got it all, you know, it's all going to be easygoing. Things are working, things are happening, but I was expecting things to just pick up and things to be doing better. It doesn't work that way. If you've done the work that will guarantee you $1,000 a month, you can't expect to do exactly the same the next month and to get $2,000. It doesn't work that way. You have to be selling better products. You have to be selling more products. You have to be sourcing differently. You have to be sourcing better. You have to be, you know, operating at a whole different level. It's the same if you want to do 10x that. It's the same if you want to do 30x that, 50x that. So with that means you have to spend more time. There comes a period where you're giving more time to be able to get the results you want. And then once you get comfortable with that, that becomes easier. So therefore the time you're spending isn't as much and you're getting a higher result, but there's a period where you have to give more to get more. Whereas then eventually it just becomes norm to get norm, and that then you're setting a higher goal. I hope that makes sense. So yeah, that's a funny way of answering that, but that's honestly how I'm answering it. the next part of this the next sub question of this was, have you ever dealt with burnout? Look, never to the point currently in my business, never to the point where I've had to step away and it's not working for me. There's been times where I've worked a lot and I've had to take it, you know, just take some time down and just because I've been doing too much or, you know, short deadlines when I had to move into my storage unit and things like that. But I think in the previous 9 to 5, 100%, there was times where I was burnt out really bad. but now I think since that I have a better lifestyle and a better routine of the things, doing the things that suits my lifestyle, that's what I'm super proud of. Like, you know, I do have people ask me, how do I do so much stuff? Sometimes I question, how do I do so much stuff? But, you know, I'm doing my YouTube, I'm doing my podcast, I'm doing my running, I'm training for my 50K at the moment. I volunteer weekly. I'm putting out 4 videos a week and I'm doing a live stream. I'm managing my business, which is, you know, on track to do $147,000 at the time of this video for this calendar year. Look, there's a lot of different things that I'm doing. There is a lot that I am doing. And then I've got family, I've got friends, I've got Carla, my partner, and I've got all my other little side hobbies that I like to do as well. And, you know, things that I don't even talk about or share about necessarily. So because I have all these different avenues of focus areas, all these different avenues of where I'm doing stuff, I'm able to jump between them to help me stay sane and to help clear out my mind. And give my mindset a fresh perspective coming from another area of where I'm able to put time and effort. So I do manage the burnout. I'm more understanding of it, and I can see the triggers a lot easier now compared to, you know, 3-4 years ago when I was working for someone else. The beauty is no one else is telling me what to do. I am telling me what I want to do, and I can say, nah, you need to call it. And you know, same thing. I know that I have to have a podcast ready for next week because I haven't done it. And that's on me. I'm responsible for that. So if I want to grow this podcast, if I want to be consistent, if I want to have the podcast episode ready for next week, I need to do it between sometime today and next Saturday. I still have to edit it, do all those things. So I need to do that. So the best time to do this is at this time of night. So it's not about that I'm working crazy hours. It's about, no, this is what I want to achieve. Therefore, I want to do this. Therefore, I'm going to do it and I'm happy to do it. There's no question about it. The next part of this was, have you ever thought about giving up and going back to the 9-to-5 job? Nope. No way. No. Look, I've been offered 3 jobs since I've left working the 9-to-5. One by a previous client, one by someone else who I'm now doing a partnership with me in my business. And then there was someone else as well. Actually, it was through the volunteering organization, the charity organization. So I've been offered 3 jobs, and some of them haven't been anything to do with money. Some of them have been really good money, but actually one of them was probably better money than what I was doing previously. It was a contract work, but I had to really dig deep and I had to say no. Because if I went and did that, I knew that I would be going against what I'm trying to achieve here. And I probably would not even consider working for someone else until I've done 7 years or 8 years of doing this, because that is my comparison that I have. I worked 8 years at that other, you know, organization doing what I did, very successful, paid really well. And that took me 8 years. So I want to give this 8 years to see where I can take it. Can I top that? Can I be doing better? And can I have a better result? If not, well, then I need to consider, is that what I want to continue doing? Is there something else out there? And who knows? Our plans and purpose change. But no, I have not even thought about it. You know, there's always been in the back of my mind knowing that worst case, I can get another job. That's the beauty of taking this risk. I also had, you know, savings, and I did that risk analysis of how am I going to do this. But I've always known that worst case, if I fail, if I flop, if I can't do what I'm doing, I can always get another job. So that's been in the back of my mind anyway, but I'm motivated not to be there because I do not want to have to work for someone else again. And I want to be able to create what I want to create, and I want to bring my dreams ideal reality into being. And again, the only person that can do that is myself and the help of people that work with me and things like that. But I'm driving my own ship. I don't want to be, you know, under another captain. I want to be taking that ship to where I want to take it. So That's complete honesty. I have turned down 3 jobs. And when you realize what you want and you realize the sacrifices and you're happy with that, then you will be content with doing what you have to do. I've had to make sacrifices, meaning, you know, there's certain things I cannot do. Bank won't touch me, which, you know, delays other plans that I have with Carla and things like that. But there's small sacrifices in a broader scheme of things that I've had to, you know, put on hold. And that does frustrate me a lot. But at the same time, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If, you know, if I want to create this, I can't expect to have exactly the same lifestyle that I had when I was working for someone else, having a salary, 6-figure coming in, and be comfortable each month and have a disposable income that you can kind of just throw around because I was working and getting paid really, really well. but I didn't want that. I didn't want that. So that's the choice I got to make. And now I get to create the lifestyle that I want. And I know that it's going to take time. So that's the answer to that one. The next thing is, how do I deal with all these challenges? Now, how do I deal with all these challenges? I mean, I've kind of elaborated on those already, but I guess when I think about this, there's 3 things that come to mind. And first one is conviction. And I kind of just already answered this, is I know what I want. And I know it's going to take a lot of hard work and no one else is going to do it for me. Thus, I need to do all that is in my power to make that happen. Which leads me to point number 2, which is purpose. It gives me a sense of purpose. I know what I want and it gives me a reason to focus on. You know, working for someone else, you have a purpose within a company, you have a role. But I always knew I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to build something beyond myself. I wanted to have a bigger impact beyond myself. Yeah, working for clients, implementing systems, whatever. You do. You have an impact and you can be proud of those things. But I wanted to be bigger and broader than that. And I wanted to be able to make my dint and my difference in creating something that can impact others. And that gave me a sense of purpose. Again, I'm the only one that can do that. Like, create what I want. And then the third thing that comes to mind about managing these challenges is expectation management, mindset. And this is actually this is probably the most important, because going into creating all this and doing all this and week in and week out, and, you know, I'm on like week 126 of reselling online or building my business. And it meant that I had to go into this understanding that there are going to be risks, that there's going to be some tough odds, or, you know, I'm taking a huge chance on expecting things to work, that there's going to be a lot of work ahead of me, that there's going to be challenges that will come, that there's going to be potential rewards as well. And it's only by what I do that will come. So I've gone into creating this life with a mentality of knowing the pros and cons and knowing the ups and downs will come. Obviously, when you live through and experience downs, it's a lot harder to go through, because, you know, like, you don't know what you don't know. And I tell you, like, I've had really good weeks in week 5 and week 10 of doing my business, and I feel like I've got this figured out. And literally this week 126, I think it was, week 125, whatever I just said, like, this week has been a struggle mentally, because I just haven't seen the results that I wanted. I haven't seen the results I'm expecting. And some of that is out of my control. But at the same time, if I zoom out, it's not actually that bad. Like, I'm above average. I'm above average for this year. But I don't want just to be average. I want to be better than average. So if I want that, I have to change something. And if I want to change something, it means I have to do the change myself, right? So I know what that means. It means that I have to get more uncomfortable. It means I have to challenge the norm of what I'm doing. So that's how I'm managing it, because I know that with that, it means, okay, what am I going to give up? What am I going to adjust to? How can I sacrifice here? Or is there things that I can stop doing? Are there things that I can delegate? Are there things that I can, you know, do I need to start doing things differently? So I hope that answers the question, but I manage it through keeping my head space fit. And the best way to keep my head space fit is do my running. That has really enabled me. But I also have the different avenues, as I said before, which means I can jump between different things to keep me happy. I also, one thing I should say is having people in your life that can help, you know, spur you on and keep you honest and keep you motivated is really important. And obviously Carla does that for me, you know, helps me bounce ideas. She keeps me honest. She keeps me sane and, you know, she supports me along the way as well. And I do the same for her. But that makes a huge difference as well. Now, the other factor to all this is though, you know, with all these challenges and all the things of, you know, managing these challenges, there's a lot that I also need to ensure that I keep happening. Like there's a level of consistency that needs to stay consistent around creating, building, and chasing what I want. And the way I do that is I need to keep myself honest. I need to keep myself, I guess, managed. And as I said, I need to stay mentally fit. And the way I do this is I bring in different elements and different tools and things to ensure that I can do this most easily possible. So that's bringing in routines, bringing in having goals or having a structure, setting baselines and understanding what my baselines are, having these side hobbies or side projects, being able to ground myself, have a place where I can fall back to, having people around me to root for me, having the downtime, resting, understanding what I need to be able to operate at my full efficiency. So that's really, I think answers all those questions. There's a lot there. There's a lot to take in. I do like these kind of episodes because they're personable. And at the end of the day, I'm very proud of what I've achieved, but I know I'm really just still so far from where I want to be. And it's not that like I'm disappointed where I'm not. Like, you know, should I have been here now? Who knows? But I know that there's so much more that I can be doing. And getting to that point, it takes time. Like, I can't just wake up tomorrow and just work, you know, 26 hours in a 24-hour day. It doesn't work that way. I have to spend the time, the same time preferably, on working better and working smarter and making better decisions and doing things that's going to enable me to get to the next level. And that's hard, but I love it. And it's what I want because I want to know that in 5 years' time or in 10 years' time, I'm being able to enjoy and reap and benefit from doing that work, you know, enjoy the rewards and be able to have that lifestyle that I want to create with Carla. And obviously, Carla and I, we chat about that, you know, having that understanding of where we want to be, what we want to be doing, and what does that look like and all the different things. But again, you can't create that if you're not working towards that. And I can't expect to just wake up tomorrow and have my 10-year goal or, you know, something that's going to take 10 years worth of work to get to be happening, right? You know, and if I waste the next 10 years and don't do diddly squat, that 10-year goal or where I expect my life to be in 10 years won't even come into life, right? So I have to do the work. Yeah, that's our conversation for today. If you have any questions about this, or if, you know, you want to share a bit about your story, or if you've got other questions that you would like to ask, and you know, we do this kind of episode again, ask the question. You can also jump over to speakpipe.com/furtheryourlifestyle and ask a question. More than happy to answer it. I'm very grateful for this question, so thank you, Emma, for asking it. Deep stuff, but you know, I'm motivated. I know what I want. And, you know, doing these kind of episodes helps me ground it even more and get it really, really right of what I want. And it helps me know that, you know, it's keeping me honest. So thank you. Thank you for asking it. Appreciate you all being here. Thank you all for listening. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you do have a wonderful day. And of course, if you do have any questions, comments, chuck them down below. And one more thing I will say, if you enjoy this, if you think someone else would resonate from this episode or some of the other episodes of the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, please share it. Give it a like, give it a subscribe, follow it wherever you are, however you listen. But if you can share it, that's what really makes a huge difference with the podcast and being able to help grow it. So if you can do that, I appreciate it in advance. Again, otherwise, you have a wonderful day. Cheers.